heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
The nation.
And now, Malcolm.
As someone says to me the other day, well, we are an embarrassment around the world. And I started thinking, well, haven't we heard that old thing, democracy is messy, right? How many times have you heard that? Well, sure, it's messy. And it can be messy if you play fair and square, that is. And sometimes it can be downright evil and the theft of a nation if it's not played fair and square, I would suggest. And we have what's called a red America and a blue America. Now, I started thinking more about this red America and the blue America. I started thinking more of the United States of America. What makes us united? We talk a lot about, you know, the big bad government in Washington, D.C., or bringing a lot of things back to states' rights so that the states have the power. In the case of the vote in all the states, they decide how they're going to do their voting systems and the security of an election, and started thinking more about that and looking at a lot of these discrepancies that we're seeing from state to state to state. Now, remember, I mean, we have to remember a lot of these states were changing the rules at the last minute. There was the whole big argument that the president started to put out, and many others for that matter, about the fact that, well, we're setting ourselves up for failure here. We're setting ourselves up for a potential minefield of problems if we're not careful. We've never done this sort of thing. And of course, everything always came back to COVID. It was always, COVID was the catch net. It was the handy dandy virus from China that was so easy to blame everything. Well, that's COVID. So we got to change that. And it's COVID. We got to make it easy. Easy for who? Easy for the thieves to steal, potentially. Maybe that's the easy part of it, you know? I've been doing the math a lot about this now, and with all these rules of engagement, and quite frankly, it's hard to follow all these states. I mean, let me just remind you and I both, we have 50 states. It's 50, right? Isn't it still? Oh, yeah. They haven't increased it yet, right? They haven't added Puerto Rico and D.C. or Guam or, you know, somewhere else, right? They haven't done that yet. So it still is 50 states. We're certainly not united. That's for damn sure. Maybe we change our name to the Divided States of America. Maybe that's the way forward. I don't know. Could be a whole new branding scheme. We sell a lot more hats and maps and everything else. Be a hell of a profitable center for somebody, for sure. The Divided States of America might have a ring to it, in fact. Right? I mean, what really unites us? I've been thinking about that a great deal. What unites us? And I don't think there's a lot that really unites us anymore. You know, and over the past year or two, I've had a lot of people in my ear talking about, well, maybe it's time to divide the nation. Maybe it really is a red America and a blue America, or suggestions that we're headed to a civil war or that sort of thing. And I thought, well, no, we're not quite there yet. It'll get better. Don't worry. But then, you know, slowly but surely, it's gotten worse. It's what's happened. And now we find ourselves at this very strange place of time where kind of anything goes in 2020, you know, anything goes. There are no rules of engagement, really. It's all out the window. You know, this whole red and blue America thing and the voting system, I want to start there and talk to you about the voting system. You know, I am never one and in favor of big government. I'm never one in favor of keeping that centralized government up there in the beltway of D.C., where corruption and you talk about a virus, where it just breeds corruption, you know. I never think in those terms about sending it back up to Washington ever. I'm always thinking bring it back to the power of the people, keep the power centers closer to the people. Of course, part of the problem is a good many Americans have, you know, elected these Marxist mayors and Marxist county commissioners and city commissioners. And God only knows how that power struggle, but there's a lot of that out there. which is why a lot of these communities have struggled and suffered so greatly with COVID and with these massive lockdowns and this, where they've, you know, they've overreached clearly. And we've talked enough about that. I'm not going to go down that road today, but I think everybody understands they're not always doing it in the best interest of the people. In many cases, it's a power struggle and they're just simply overreaching. And we're seeing that play out quite often too. But I think with all these 50 states again, at least we still are 50 now at the moment, could change ahead in the future somewhere. But I think it's safe to say now that it's time that we all get on a sheet of music. I think one of the big things I want to point out right now, if we really are going to be the United States of America and have a shot at this thing with this American experiment, I think at the very least, we need to get our democracy down right. This representative republic of ours, we need to, you know, if we're all going to be the picture of that shining city and the picture of democracy around the world and have bragging rights to think we got it all figured out. Well, people are saying to me, it's a bit of an embarrassment. And I'm hearing that a lot. We're embarrassed for the sloppiness we're doing. Well, if we're embarrassed now with the election, we should have been embarrassed a long time before now when they had tried a lot of these other corruptive schemes over the last 4 years and dragging the president and others through the mud. Maybe that's a time we should have been embarrassed as a people and come together and been united. You know, and I always get a kick out of the left. They always want to unite when they get their way. Yeah, okay, we got it now. Let's unite. Yeah, that sounds groovy. Let's unite. Isn't that funny? They always want to unite when they try to grab the power back. That's it. Well, yeah, we're going to unite now under our flag of the sickle. Let's unite right under that. The communist states of America, right? You know, all of this confusion now about the voting systems and one state doing it this way, one state doing it that way, following the bouncing ball, the local courts, you know, ruling on all these things and you can, you can't, you can do the mail vote, you can extend this, you can do that, you can, you know, there are so many things that happened just prior to this election and the rules were changing so quickly. And I think I'll discover and I'll explain to you today, there's a reason why they were changing a lot of the rules. And I think you know that right now already. This was a complete setup and a scam. I'd say it's a scam of the century, but I think it goes back further than that. It's a scam of 2.5 centuries. How's that? It's a scam of 2.5 centuries. That's the way we want to look at this thing right now. And I've been watching where a lot of the psychology is in all of this and where the games have been played. And it's become more clear and clear as the day is long here now to me what's been taking place, you know. But this whole voting system thing, I think it's time to really get behind one system. And it's really unsettling how we take no value in our voting. There's no sanctity of the vote. There's no sanctity of the vote today. Doesn't exist. I mean, you have people out there who, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. They give you, you know, or you don't need an ID. They're always pushing that, the left. You don't need to show an ID. It's okay for illegals to vote. It's okay for other, you know, yeah, it's okay. We send them to funeral homes. It's okay. I mean, and then when you question any of that, they immediately turn to you and say, oh, well, you know, you want to suppress the vote. Why do you want to do that? You're un-American. You're not allowing everybody to vote. Well, dead people should be able to vote. The hell's the matter with you? They have an answer for everything, I tell you, because it's all devious in their mind, the way the communist left work, you see. It's all devious. They have a means and an end to all of these things they do, and I'll prove it today to you. There's always a reason why, even when they think they're doing it in the form of some democracy or we're helping out our country right now, we're trying to do the right thing. Let's all unite. I love that. You can't possibly measure that one up. I mean, for 4 years, they have just, talk about embarrassment. They've embarrassed the hell out of all of us. They've acted like fools and beyond children. And of course, there was never any mention of uniting then, was there? No, that didn't exist, people. They wanted to tear us apart limb from limb, wanted to make an ass out of everybody and everything. And there was no uniting. But now as soon as they can try to get all those votes in their little corner, then let's unite. I love that. Let's unite. Let's unite what? Under a communist flag of some sort? Let's unite on what? Under the Green Deal? Yeah. Let's unite under what? More taxes for everybody? Yeah. What exactly are we uniting under, I wonder? Somebody tell me that, please, huh? You know, so this this whole idea where you've got a lot of these local politicians now calling the shots, and a lot of these people, you know, they don't know enough to come out of the rain, and they're changing the way we vote, and they have no respect. There is no sanctity of the vote. There's no respect for the vote because the end game for a lot of these people is winning. It's just the power. The end goal is the power that they want, that they wish to seize. Now, how they get that power seems to be irrelevant to any of them at the moment. They just want the power, clearly. And they'll more than bend the rules. We're not talking bend the rules here, people. We're talking fraudulent activity. They'll do all kinds of things. There is no level they will not stoop to be able to get that power and greed back. And we're seeing that. We've seen that for years now with, again, this lack of any kind of sanctity of the vote. They showed their hands already, and nobody really spoke up or said anything because, again, the left always pushes. You know, they want more and more and more, and the right always acquiesces to the left. Yes, okay, we'll bend over more for you. Take one for the team of the divided states of America, potentially, huh? You know, I'll tell you what, let me get to the crux of what I'm speaking about right now. These voting systems now and these local Marxist mayors and commissioners and city hall people, governors and what have you. You know what? I'm going to suggest to you now, I'm going to break my own rules. And potentially you might agree with me on this one, maybe. Maybe you'll break your rules as well. But I think it's time we have one voting system in our nation and stop the games. If we're going to talk about having some sort of a democracy here, some sort of a representative government, if we're going to have bragging rights on that, why don't we start with getting the simple power of the vote together? Why don't we just have the sanctity of the vote back and ask for an ID? And why don't we make this go back to, I think it's time to go back to the hand ballot. Get everything offline. Get it offline. No more online. No more online voting. Offline. Let's get back to the Chads, the old days, with the hanging chatter, too. Let's get back to those days. Pull it all offline. I'm serious. No more online. Can't trust them. You can't trust outside of the system, and you certainly the hell can't trust inside of the system. Then you don't have to worry about Russia and China cracking our systems and cyber threat. And while we're at it, we may want to get a lot of other things offline as well, because it's where the future is going to be fought for your electric systems and your water power grids and all kinds of things. One day you wake up, you'll be bare ass in the woods. You'll have none of that available to you because of cyber theft and where all these people are congregating. All the people are out on the dark web and all this activity that's going on around the world, because actually it's the best way to pull America down. You can do that without firing a shot. And at this point, it wouldn't be too difficult, people, the way our people, the way we're at our throats and the way we are the divided states of America, wouldn't take a hell of a lot to pull that off now, would it? Not at all. This is a perfect time to hit us right where it matters. You better start locking the door again at night when you go to sleep if you're not doing that already, huh? But, you know, I think it's time to take the power of the vote away from all of these local clowns. I'm very serious now. All of the, you know, we don't need to leave this in the hands of a Newsom or a Blasio or some wacky-dacky county commissioner somewhere in Bodunk, Idaho. Let's get it the hell out of all of the hands of all of these corrupt people everywhere, wherever they are. Get it out of the hands of Democrats and Republicans, all of them on the local level. I think it's time we step back now and we bring this to the center and we say, we've got to agree on something here. Let's agree on a voting system. That's a simple vote. Let's agree. You have to have an ID. This is how you do it. You've got to be of age. Okay, this is how you do it. We're going to do paper ballots again. Okay, this is how you do it. Pull it offline. Go back to that. Count the votes. Put the people. Hire the people. Hire the National Guard if you got to do it, for God's sakes, and have them count the votes. Now, how hard can that be, people? You know, 1 + 1 + 1. That equals 3, doesn't it still? They haven't changed that, have they? So just start counting the votes the old-fashioned way. Let's just start doing that, man. Let's have one set of rules. Not a different set of rules for Hawaii and a different set of rules for Pennsylvania and a different set of rules for Arizona and North Carolina and Florida, New York and California, who loves to create new rules all the time. And of course, when it comes to voting, they're happy to have anybody vote. Illegal, no ID, no nothing. You just don't have to be anybody, anything. Just put your vote in. There is no saint. You know, it's sorrowful. It's sinful. It's sick that we even have to have this conversation to think about how it is that these people don't value this government, that they don't value the sanctity of the vote. They don't value our democracy. That should be disturbing to each of you on every level. It's disturbing to me. It's got to be disturbing to you as well. But why don't we just get it back to the simple, basic old days of a hang-in chat or two? I mean, we can deal with that. Nothing wrong. I can deal with a hang-in chat. I mean, like I said, call the guard and have them pull the calculators out and count the ballots up. Let's get it back to where it's got to be secure. You got to show your ID. We'll check your, just like the old PTA meetings. We'll check you off of the box on the paper. Get it the hell out of the computer systems. You can't do any more of this hammer and sickle business. Get rid of the scorecard and hammer business, right? Or whatever. Whatever's going on. Whatever the du jour problem is. Or dead people voting. Or it's kind of hard to get the dead people in there doing the hand ballot again and asking for ID and checking it off the paper. I mean, that may solve a whole host of problems if you think about it, right? So I think the first call to order now that we've gotten by this crazy 2020 program, and we're not by anything, of course, yet, because we don't even know where we're going yet. Again, picture of democracy, shine a city on a hill, the United States of America. Rah, rah, rah. We're all on the same team, right? Doesn't appear that way, people, at all. You know, I've seen the Texas AG office that mentioned secure elections are the cornerstone of a thriving republic. What the hell are we kidding with that? There are no secure elections anymore. There's only thieves and bandits. Well, you're hearing all these stories about trucks in the middle of the night and people doing all kinds of things and doing stuff at the local level. And again, I do think it's time to, I think voting's got to be serious. I think it should be a national holiday. I think you take the day off and you count the votes that day and you pull in the National Guard, for sure. You take this serious. What's so hard about this, people? Get the National Guard out, have them there. So if somebody's playing games at the voting booth, you're going to see them and give them the orders. They're there to protect the vote. Take it seriously. What's wrong with that? I mean, might that give us a conclusion? So when we wake up the morning of the 4th, we'll kind of know who the president or who the mosquito catcher was going to be, right? Be nice to know who we voted for. How hard can it be to count the votes? And if we do get a hang-in chat or two, I guess we'll deal with it, won't we? I don't know. Something tells me we need to bring it back to the most simple possible denominator, people, at this point here, because this thing isn't going to get any easier, I'll tell you. When you got 50 different states and all these cities and all these states and all these communities and everybody's wrestling against everybody, I mean, you'll have to agree with me. It's chaos and chaotic, and it is doomed to fail. And there is no secure elections being the cornerstone of a thriving republic, because we're not a thriving republic at this point. We are at each other's throats, for sure. And probably because the communists have taken over the left. I mean, let's be clear and call it what it is, people. The communists are in full daylight here, and they're in full throttle mode in our country. But that's why, of course, we're not united. We're not going to be united under that flag. We don't like the sickle, the flag, and the symbol and emblem of the sickle. It doesn't play well with Americans, actually. But I've been telling you for how long now about the Democrat Party being gone? And you might have chuckled at the time. I told you they're on their last gasp. They're on their last gasp right now for air. Yeah. Is it grasp or gas? Or do they have gas, maybe? I don't know. But they're certainly taking their last breaths, I think. And this is the way they're trying to do it right now. I mean, I see this. With whatever happened with the 2020 election, and we'll talk more about how those impossibilities are there, because there are a lot of, that are impossibilities as to how Joe Biden would have gotten 76, 77 million votes and become the emperor of the land. It's about nearly impossible based on this race and how they did this and his policies. If that's all real and he got all that, people, I got to tell you what, then Americans are really far stupider than I ever gave them credit for, I have to tell you. If that's who they thought the answer to our future were, to put it under a communist regime with Kamala Harris, okay, and Biden, I mean, I can't imagine we're that dumb in this country. And then when you look at the Democrat Party and you look at the squad and the communists and all the other people in Congress and all the damage that's been done over the last decade before Trump came on the scene. And then, of course, after this has been damage control in the last 4 years, we've been on total damage control, total damage control. As Trump was trying to fix everything and they were attacking him, he was on defense and still trying to play offense, trying to move the ball forward. You know, it's a hell of a thing, actually, when you think about this president in any sports game, and you're either typically on defense or offense. You kind of can't be on both at the same time, almost ever. It's really a momentous moment and a historical point to mention. I mean, that's like an all-star deal that somebody could play offense and defense at the same time and say, wow, that's pretty clever, man. That is pretty clever. I mean, there are some smooth people out there that are truly gifted. But this one here, to be a businessman extraordinaire, late in life, changed over to some sort of a abrupt anti-establishment politician. I apologize, President Trump, for using that, but I'm trying to get a point across here, you know. I know he hates to be called that, so I apologize wholeheartedly. But, you know, you take all of that and you know, you look at who the man is, and he's been playing, I mean, pretty well. He's been on defense every hour of the day. As I say, there's not a morning the man woke up. Just imagine him waking up in bed and stretching, just putting his hands over his head just like I have him right now, you know, letting out a big yawn. And, oh, man, it's good to be in America. I'm the president. Going to go do some stuff today. You know, I don't think he's ever had that day where the sun was shining, looking out in Washington, D.C., just on the horizon, just above the swampy, murky, glurky, doomy, gloomy stuff that's in the swamp there, you know, seeing the sunrise and looking at the beauty of America. I don't think President Trump's probably ever seen that day. Typically, he's probably getting up and right away before he puts his pants on, I'm sure they're all over him with the latest crisis or scandal that's coming down the pike. And at the same time, the man has moved the ball forward offensively for the nation in a record pace. You know, it's truly, truly remarkable, people. And to think he was nominated for those three Nobel Peace Prizes, like, I know, like they really matter. You say, well, come on, Malcolm, that's pretty trivial, isn't it? Yeah, probably on one hand. But on the other hand, doesn't it set the tone properly for what we should be as a people? In some sort of, if we're going to talk about humanity and talk about the soul of humanity and talk about doing the right thing, and we're going to come up with a Nobel Peace Prize and the idea of how, you know, Nobel, Mr. Nobel put it all together. Well, you know, we can make it trivial all day long, but I've got to tell you, my fellow Americans, this president deserves all damn three of them. All three of them. And we should make the swamp creatures give them to him as they bow down. Can you see that picture up there now in the swampy green? And they hand the Nobel Prize, and the people come over from overseas, from Europe, and they make the swamp creatures hand that to the president. Okay, Mr. President, you got the Nobel Prize. Here you go. I mean, if anybody's deserved it, why not give them to somebody who earned it? Right? That would be nice for a change. It's remarkable how this president has played offense and defense, truly. People are stunned. They're stunned, and even people, both his adversaries and people who support the president greatly, are truly shocked that he could create any of that in less than 4 years. And certainly the left is super amazed. And think of all the judges and the patriotic conservative judges who love America and not to mention the three Supreme Court justices, which you have to mention, but all the judges up and down the program there, you know. So anyways, it's interesting to look at it that way. And all right, we need a one voting system for our country. I got it out there. Let me just circle. Everybody agree with me? We need one voting system. We need to respect the sanctity of the vote, whatever that means. And, you know, if it's going to be on some sort of electronic system, we damn well need to have the most secure program that is under the lock and keep and key of the most sincere people, whoever that is going to be. It's got to be the most godly person of the vote. It's got to protect, because that's the sanctity of the vote. People, if we don't have the sanctity of the vote, we got no democracy here. We got no representative government here. We're through, which right now it appears we are through, you know, with what we're dealing with here. And I'm not over-exaggerating this. Not over-exaggerating it at all, people, you know. So, interestingly, with all this going, if we can agree on the vote, I think that's the most important thing. I think we pull it all out of the cities and the states and bring it up in one central area, and we decide how we're going to do voting in this country. If we are going to be a united, if you're not going to do this, then get the word united the hell off of our name and knock it off. Stop calling us united, because there's nothing that unites us, not even the damn vote. So unless we can be united under the vote, there's no need to be the United. Come up with another name and get rid of that. And I suggest a rebranding project. Marketing 101. Rebrand it. Call us something else, States of America, if you like. Okay, but it ain't going to be united if you can't get us at least to understand the picture of our thriving republic, which the Texas AG office has on their thing. Secure elections are the cornerstone of a thriving republic. Well, if we're going to be a thriving republic, I agree. Well, then if that's the cornerstone, let's make sure it's a reputable program and the sanctity of the vote is secure, and everybody can sleep at night knowing that your vote counted and it wasn't disqualified for whatever reason. Okay, that's fair. Let's just put that up at the biggest level, at the national level, and we'll go from there. That's it. So in this case, I'm going to change my rules and say, yes, we need a system that is in place for the United States of America if we are going to be a people in a country. So this is one where I'm going to change those rules now, because typically I would never want to empower Washington to do anything. But there should be, we need its own class here. This vote has got to be taken seriously to have a thriving republic and to have value, and get this out of the hands of these Marxist mayors and governors who don't want to do this and don't want to do that. And illegals can vote and dead people can vote, and you don't need an ID, and you can whistle Dixie and stand on your head and blow smoke out your backside. I mean, come on, people, knock it off. It's time to get this voting system down. So I had to get all that off my chest. Okay. Now, I got some other startling things here. And one is, you know, I like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. I like him a lot. He's an interesting fella for the times. I really is. I like him a lot. He's got a future wherever he's going to go. He's a very interesting man. He's one of those guys. He doesn't talk trash or stupid often. If you do piss in his cornflakes, he does tend to come back a little bit, and he will get a little, and I love that, a little bit of sarcasm. He does play the sarcasm well, and I love that, because that's how I do it as well. I have the same sort of personality as that, actually, you know. And, you know, then you pull out your big stick kind of thing, you know, and it's, what does it say, walk softly, carry the big stick, right? Don't walk like a clown, bang, 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 but, you know, okay, cool. I like Pompeo for those reasons. He's not a clown. Doesn't scream all the time. Makes a point. You kind of, like I said, you piss in his bowl of Cheerios, and he's going to come back, and he's going to say, hey. And he'll come back with a zinger like you haven't heard before. Well, did he turn a few heads with this statement? I got to tell you right now here. And this is, I think, pretty interesting and pretty explosive, and should give you all the warm and fuzzy if you're a supporter of freedom and of liberty and of this representative government, and you want to see it thrive and not be a communist regime. You're going to love what Mike Pompeo says, and I'm going to share that with you, and you're going to hear from his words exactly. You'll hear from the Secretary of State himself, not me. You'll hear from him say it in just a minute here. We'll pause. We'll be back with more Voice of a Nation just after this.
Listen to Malcolm, the Voice of a Nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with a president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
So you believe there's widespread voter fraud, that the reports that we're getting from Pennsylvania, from Michigan, showing vote totals and massive leads or significant leads, with 99% reporting, are going to be overturned, and that the United States failed to conduct a fraudulent free election?
Rich, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm getting calls from all across the world. These people are watching our election. They understand that we have a legal process. They understand that this takes time. Right? It took us 37 plus days in an election back in 2000. We conducted a successful transition then. I'm very confident that we will count, and we must count every legal vote. We must make sure that any vote that wasn't lawful ought not be counted. That dilutes your vote if it's done improperly. We've got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right. We're in good shape.
Be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. Well, you probably just about fell on the floor here, and the Secretary of State Pompeo say that to this little press conference group. He says there will be a smooth transition, no worries, people, to a second Trump administration. Now, that was an eye-opening statement to me, because typically a guy like that doesn't normally go there. Kind of gave me a glimmer of, okay, well, he knows. And I'm guessing the administration and the power circle there, they know a lot more of what transpired here and what's going on than they are letting on, and that we believe they know. A lot of people say, well, they haven't come out with that yet. Well, you know, it took over 30 days where Gore was the president-elect. Gore, remember that? It took over 30 days for him. He was the president-elect and forming his administration and all of that. And then the whole hanging chad thing came up and discovered that Bush was the winner, you see. And of course, Bush ended up being another big president, big globalist government president. So how different he would have been than Gore, I don't really know. And we've had a series of these big globalist presidents for about 30 years now before Trump, who has knocked them all in the pegs and the legs to knock them all down a few pegs, I guess you call it, yeah? So Pompeo, I really got, was pretty juiced with his little commentary there. So you detect always a little sarcasm. Pompeo's one of those guys when, you know, he knows the media is corrupt to the core, and he knows when you're going after him and playing with him or trying to get him to opine on something stupid, or something that isn't in his wheelhouse to even opine on, but they're trying to get a soundbite from you. that's when he gets a little sarcastic and he goes into his little wheelhouse there and he comes out with usually a pretty good zinger or two. And he's sharp that way, but he doesn't normally talk smack as a general rule. So he typically, when he says something, it's typically he knows something or it's an intelligent point he makes. This was interesting. Be a smooth transition, okay, absolutely, to a second Trump administration. So then you say, well, okay, Pompeo, what you got now? What's going on? Well, he's not ready to probably tell us at this point, is he now? And so I think that's where a lot of this evidence is being gathered and what's happening in Washington. But again, it's going to take more. Let me be clear with you all right now. It's going to take more than a couple little scandals, more than a few dead people, and more than some ballots were misappropriated, or more than a truck pulling up in the middle of the night. It's going to take more than that stuff, okay? It's going to take a widespread fraud, a national fraud. Something would have had to happen, which is back to the conversation I had the other day, potentially. If that's it or not, I don't really know. You heard the general, right? You heard General McInerney here on the show. Just in the last couple of days, you talked about it on Viewpoint. You talked about it yesterday with us about that, what happened to our voting system. And he was very clear. You could feel the general's body language. Very sincere fella. He never talks. He's definitely walks softly. This is not a guy that he always walks softly. That's his nature, as a lot of these military guys do. He doesn't ever talk trash out of the gate. And if you hadn't heard that interview, you need to hear it, because I got a lot of comments in on the general and what he said. And how he said it is interesting. The evidence has been there for many years, he said. He knows the founder of the software who created it. Again, if it is, it is. Then it's got to be provable. Get it out there on the light of day and let's see it. If it's not, it's not. Then zip it up and let's move it along. I'm not into fairy tale stuff here. And I'm not trying to wish or hope for something that isn't to be, people. I'm just looking for the God's honest truth. And I have to tell you, if 76, 77, 78 million people voted for Joe Biden, and that's the kind of America they want, truly, then sure, they should have it then. And that's okay. I'm not saying to, and understand this about me, I'm not saying to be fraudulent on the other side here. That's not what I'm saying at all. Let's give it to Trump, because if that's the America they want, they can have it. And the rest of us who don't like it, well, it's either time to separate the nation into two, which people have been in my ear saying that for some time, a red America and a blue America. Then you get rid of the United, you have the red states of America and the blue states of America. It'd be two different countries. You use the Mason-Dixon line, we go south and north of that if you like, whatever. It's either that or some people start to pack their bags and move somewhere else if you don't like what will become the communist regime of America, you know? And you'll start spelling America with a K then. If Kamala Shmamala, Kamala Kamala, Kamala Kamala, if she has her way, then it'll be the K. And then you get the Bernie bros in there. But this is way beyond Bernie bros. This gets into some hardcore stuff now. Bernie bros is only a little appetizer. This is where the other power people come in. And then they start to really change the fabric and the wallpaper. Then you'll talk about a thriving republic. You'll have no more. And you all say, what happened? Oh, we did get there. Almost did it. 250 years. Oh, man, we almost made it. Ah, shoot. Well, we came close. Now light up a cigar, Fred. We're there. Yeah, we came close, all right, huh? And that's where we were. I mean, that's what's happening. I mean, it's enough of those. It's not fairy tale. It's not my opinion. That doesn't matter. Just look at the facts, people. Figure it out, right? These other people, you wonder sometimes, these crazy, oh, my God, these crazy people on the left. And I seen a comment earlier. I couldn't help it, but I seen it on the news feed from De Niro. What a doofus he is. I wouldn't watch anything he put together. Guy, what a doofus. And you wonder where the intelligence factor is of these people. I mean, are they that brain dead, really? I mean, how stupid are they? How low is their intellect? I mean, is that really the America they're looking for? It blows my mind. It's hard to fathom. But that's what these people seem to get off on, is to transition and transform America back to Barack's program and apologizing for America around the world and putting the K on there and doing his transformation of America. I mean, it's as clear as day. You don't have to be a con artist here or a conspiracy fool to figure this out, people. It's as clear as day. The people that are in denial are just in denial. The rest of them that are too stupid to figure it out, well, that's because they're too stupid. But the rest of the people who are bright, well, the rest of everybody else has got to figure it out quickly for them all and save the nation and the republic, which is what we're up against right now. When we talk about, everybody's been saying, it's funny, I've been hearing those words now. There's the most important election of our lifetime, and we've heard that every election cycle. And shit, I mean, I got to tell you people right now, I mean, this kind of was it. This was the most important deal. I mean, how do you come back from putting a K into America? How do you come back from that? They're going back into the Paris Agreement, the Iran deal, the Green Deals, the aqua blue, quasi pink deals. There'll be all kinds of deals, people. And your foreign adversaries, they're are you kidding me? They're in joy right now. They're in la la land. There is no power base there. The only way to bring them back in line is to elect a President Trump. That's the only way. And that's why they're all sort of right now, they're also, it's kind of like eggshells walking around right now. They're all wondering, I wonder, will Trump pull this one off? He's been a pretty big miracle worker now. He's been like the Houdini. Remember the Houdini, the magic act? I almost forgot his name. But the Houdini is all the tricks, yeah? That's Trump, the Houdini there. So they're thinking right now, I wonder how many tricks he can pull right now. Can he get out of this one? Interesting. And they're wondering. They really are wondering right now. And of course, Pompeo's remarks sort of set that back up again. That's why, I mean, as Secretary of State, dealing with, foreign entities, I thought that was kind of sweet. Yeah, we'll be ready. Don't you worry. Come January 20th. Yeah. We'll pull you into the next second term of the Trump administration. And the mouse drop and go, I guess. What did you say? Come on, Pompeo. What the hell are you doing? Yeah, Pompeo, Bill. Yeah, but really, though, he's up there. And he throws that all at them. I thought that just as if, I don't know. Whatever he's going to run for next, he needs to win it, because that's kind of what we need at this point, is some tough guys to put them all in their place and smack them upside the head with the truth. I didn't say physically now. Don't get on my backside here. I didn't say physically, but they need to be smacked upside the head with the truth. So President-elect Joe Biden is what they're calling the dude. President-elect Joe Biden. Now, that's the words here. Just like it was President-elect Al Gore, the climate guy who's become a trillionaire. He's got all kinds of money, Al does now, because he's been selling climate change from the trunk of his car now since he, thanks God, every day he lost that election in 2000. He is his God now. His God is the God of Satan Almighty. So he's thanking them every day, I'm sure of that, and that he lost that election, because that's allowed him to become super wealthy even faster than he would have in office. Now, they all get wealthy in office because they make all these deals and they sell out to the big. See, that's what Trump never did. He didn't sell out to a lot of the big, the favors back and forth and the Wall Street people and all of the big entities. He didn't sell out to them. So he didn't take all that campaign money and what have you. So he doesn't have to kiss their shoes after they're shined. You shine the shoes out, then you kiss their shoes. Well, it's better than saying something else, at least. You have to admit that. So anyway, President-elect Biden, it has a nasty ring to it, doesn't it? Let's do this together. President-elect, you want to vomit. It doesn't have a nice ring. It doesn't flow off the tongue. You can't say the president. President-elect Joe Biden. So it doesn't really roll off the tongue really well. And probably that's because it's hopefully will be short-lived, for sure. That's the goal anyways, based on, again, a fair election and the fact that America kind of knows what it's doing, I hope. I'm hoping that republic that thriving AG office in Texas, the thriving republic that it is, America. Hoping that is the case here. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he says, came out, I think it was about yesterday or so. He says, President Trump has every right not to concede the presidential election and that Americans should allow the election process to unfold. Now, what's wrong with that, people? Of course, Chucky Schmucky there is having his usual shit fit up there at the podium. He missed his calling, Chucky did. He, I'm sure, would be an award-winning actor. He'd be an Oscar for sure, an Emmy or something, but he would definitely be like an amazing award-winning actor. He would be the little guy in Fast Freddy, the mafia dude. Okay, Fast Freddy. And Chucky Schumer's there, Chuck the Schmuck, you know. And he looks like it, too. He's got the crunched back a little bit, the balding head, the hair on the sides, and the, you know, that old Northeast sort of tone to it, you know. It's Chucky the Schmucky. Chucky, you got the goods for me today? Chucky the Schmucky, you know. So Chucky is, he's sort of, he's not, you know, it's like, so Chuck has, all right. Chuck has got the fine china out at home. He's got it on the table a little bit here, and he sort of wants to celebrate. You know, he's got the wine out. He's sort of, he's feeling a little giddy. He's definitely feeling giddy. Chucky's feeling giddy for sure. And you can see that, well, this is an election, man. This is an election. My guy won. You know, and so he's trying really hard. And but yet, out of the corner of his mind and his brain, he knows, wait a minute. Oh, God, we're dealing with that guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, man. Trump. Trump is his name. Yeah, Trump. He's still here. He used to get Paul Ryan in here right away, please. The hell's going on here? He's still here? Yeah, that's it for sure. Looking for Trump. Where is Trump? Wow, wow, wow. God, you know, I hope we all live long enough to see the history books. This one. Can you imagine the history books on this one? I hope we all live long enough, my fellow Americans, to see the history books on this one. Come on now, that's got to be a guess, right? You know, you got to look back and say, wow, did that really happen back then in 2020? And in 2018 and 2019, what happened? Was I living at the time? Seems like a bad nightmare or just a blur at this point. Oh, boy. So where was I? Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, which looks like he will retain the role there. You see that Tom Tillis, North Carolina, he's got the call now. Then you got the two races in Georgia. And, of course, let me also say, if those votes get counted properly in Georgia, and if we know that that election electronic scheme of hammer and scorecard and sickle, if that was in play there, that would have taken votes off the senator race as well. So then you would now go back and you'd have Purdue, see? And then you'd have the chicken guy in there. Well, nice, not into chicken, but you know what I'm saying. He would be in there for sure. And now you definitely have the crown in the Senate. That's, of course, what Wall Street does. And I mean, everybody, even that's got any part of a brain, knows you can't. You definitely don't want to give the entire system to the left. And it's funny how people think of this sometimes. It's a little sick, actually. Well, let's see now. We don't really want communism now, but well, maybe Trump's not a fan. We'll give it to Biden. Okay. And then Kamala, well, she's the most radical, they say, ever. Okay, so they elect her as the VP and we'll have her there. And then we'll give the House back to, okay, Pelosi. Yeah, yeah. And then the squad, they'll fight about who's going to be Speaker and all that again. You know, the AOC will want to be Speaker next. You know that. So they'll fight about that and then that. And then imagine if the country gave them the Senate. I mean, that's like giving them beyond the keys to the car and a full tank of gas and one in reserve. That is just the end of the program there. That is America with three Ks. America. That's a different America. That's America. So that's a K for the House, a K for the Senate, and a K for the presidency. And then, of course, the Supreme Court, who, you know, they sometimes don't know enough to come out of the rain there in the Supreme Court. So these political appointees, I remind you, who are all too happy, too many of them, to burn up the Constitution and set it on fire. So God only knows. Now, hopefully there's a new brand of justice with Amy Coney Barrett. We'll see what happens as far as Kavanaugh goes and Gorsuch and whether they hold the flame or not. We know John Roberts was a turd. So hard to say how many people really want to have an originalist in there. People say, well, what's that? Well, somebody who recognizes the beauty and the authenticity of certainly the greatest document written known to man, or second, at least in line of the Bible. If you, it's either first or second. It depends on where you fall. If you're a believer, it could be the Bible, then the Constitution, or it could be, you know, the Constitution and then the Bible, or it could be the Constitution and maybe you don't even want a Bible. I don't know. It depends what your belief system is. But I would argue in my world, those are the two most important elements, is the Bible and the Constitution of the United States of America. Has a ring to it, doesn't it? One voting system. We the people, has a really good ring to it, people. Yeah. So Mitch McConnell says the process will reach its resolution. Our system will resolve any recount or litigation. He goes on to say, we're made for that here. It's okay. I kind of like the way he did that, McConnell, in a way. And of course, Turtlehead is an interesting fellow. Not really my flavor of the day, but, you know, I'd like to have a little more energetic. But again, in a stormy sea, he has done a pretty interesting, decent job with President Trump and getting all the judges and justices in there. So I've got to at least give McConnell some credit here. Let me not be like I'm breaking all the china in the kitchen here. Okay, please. Let me just get that out there. Again, he's not totally my flavor because he's still part of a rhino, big GOP camp, old white man government, which we don't want. And by the way, Trump did historic things with making the Republican Party the most universal, multiplexed, fascinating party that it's been in my lifetime. He's attracted more of everybody who matters, which is a beautiful thing because that is America. It's not a white country and a white supremacist country. It's baloney. America is a country of diversity. It's a country of beautiful people that are all kinds of colors, of all kinds of situations. Absolutely. And that should be this party here, the conservative party, I'm going to call it, because I don't like the brand Republican or the GOP, but the conservative party, the patriot party, the people who love America party, not the big government party over here, okay? But McConnell still reminds me of some of that. But listen, but at least he's done a job, a decent, good job with getting us the three new justices, and maybe that's the saving grace. But again, we don't want to put the KKK in there, you know, in the America, you know? You could read a lot into that, people, but you get the picture of what I'm saying. But I do like the way McConnell says, hey, everybody, calm down here. I'm Turtlehead here. I'm Turtlehead, and I'm telling you, we move slow up here in Washington, but we will get there, believe me, Turtlehead. And so he thinks that's where we're going. Okay. You know, let me talk to you. I am in quite the mood. I am in the sarcastic Pompeo mood. Pompeo. I am in the Pompeo mode today for sure. I don't know. I'm in one of those moods. I'm tired of these people breaking all the china. Let's get in there as the Americans and help them break the china for us. Stop screwing around with our country, people. Okay. You've been watching the language of the far left. If you've been paying attention, in a serious note, my fellow Americans, over the past some months, many months, as this election fell in from last November when Trump was high. There's no way they were going to touch him. And then the handy-dandy virus came in from China in January, February. You know how that started to hit. And then it was a major catastrophe. And all the people who gave, all the president's men who gave the advice to the president who were wrong, now they all blame on the president. He was wrong that he took the advice from all these clowns in government and the rest of them. So, you know, they made all the decisions. We talked about all that. It's all old news, closing down the foreign travel, China, Europe, you know, of course. And of course, Biden's on record saying he's just in. And he's like, I never said that. What are you talking about? You know, it's all on record. Just played it the other day for you where Biden said he called the president a xenophobe for locking up the travel and keeping Americans safe. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. So now we'll nominate him president. America says, yeah, we'll give the keys to the car. We'll crash it. Give it to Joe Biden. He might be asleep at the wheel, but, you know, certainly he'll crash the car. Give him the keys. And now you start to question all these people. And then you look at everything as a whole. And you see all the telltale signs. It says, well, we're going to look like, it's going to look like Trump is winning election night. It's going to look like that. But in the days after, the fairy godmother is going to come. And it will show that more votes came in for Biden. Now, how's that going to be? Well, we got our handy dandy systems in play. And we're ready to prove the unprovable. Now, you see, we got it. And we're going to change the rules. We're going to get those little Marxist mayors and governors to start changing the rules. And we're going to prime this whole thing up so we can absolutely take Trump down. It's like the pigs and they could, the wolf coming and the pigs and they blow the house down. And you get to the brick house. Now blow the house down. You know, get the wolf keeps blowing. And, you know, and they just keep setting up stronger and stronger and stronger as the big bad wolf comes, you know. And so now that's what we got here with this whole thing with the we're going to just, you know, we've got this thing iron proof. Now, we're in a brick house. Trump ain't going to blow us down. The big bad Trump ain't going to be able to blow us down. They're going to huff and a puff and a hoo and a woo. Right. So, I mean, you know, they've been saying for the longest time, you know, Trump, you know, he's going to win election night. Historically, that'd be upgraded. But in the days after, it's going to be called because we changed all the rules. We got the hammer and sickle in there, sucking up those votes and changing it. So we got this covered. Don't worry about it. And then let me give you the big news. Donald Trump is going to refuse to leave office. Oh, my God. I knew he was a dictator. Fred, I knew he was a dictator. Sure, he's a dictator. I'm telling you, right along, he's going to refuse to leave office. I'm telling you, because we're going to scam. We kicked the president in the ass 100 million times, and now we're going to steal the election from him, and the son of a bitch ain't going to want to leave. Now, what do you think of that? Oh, my God, guys, he is. I told you he was a dictator all along. This guy's Hitler 2.0, man. I mean, come on. He's going to refuse to leave. You can't make this up. So, yeah, he's going to refuse to leave. We're going to cheat, steal, rot. We're going to steal the whole damn thing. And the guy still isn't going to leave. Pelosi, get her on the phone here. Can you believe this, Nance? I mean, you did this. You pulled the button. The 25th Amendment, the guy's mentally deranged. He did all these great things for America, but he's still mentally deranged. You know that. You had the 25th Amendment. You had Rosenstein was trying to get him on tape here. I mean, you couldn't do that? I mean, come on. You know? And now what? Right? Now where are we? Now he's going to refuse to leave. You know, and then I'll end this final thought for you there, people. And then we have the president-elect for the moment, okay, who, again, never answers a question. lives somewhere in his half-witted mind in the basement somewhere and doesn't have to speak on the policy, doesn't have to do anything. And we're going to give him, America is going to give him the keys to the car and the beautiful shiny city on a hill will thrive. We'll give him the Oval Office. We'll let him run foreign affairs. We'll give him the codes to the nuclear weapons. Yeah, that's the ticket. Maybe that's the commercial Trump failed to show. Can you see Biden waking up at 3 a.m? Joe, it's not about the White House being on fire. Joe, what's the code? We got to get the weapons off. They're coming. Weapons. What are you talking about? Weapons. I mean, oh, yeah. It's a picture, people. Wow. And that's where we'll end it today. And now you have, I think we've covered the full circle here. But I got to tell you what, the sanctity of the vote. Remember the sanctity of the vote. The United States of America. I think you got the lessons of today, my fellow Americans. Thank you again for allowing me to entertain you on the journey forward. It's time to get involved and get loud.